Hey there, how are you? It's Emma Blake Morsi here. You're about to listen to the voice of Norwest local walking guide Vince White and myself as we take you on a stroll. Get comfortable, relax, and enjoy.
Okay, we're at outside Fieldwood Library in Norwest. The library was built in 1960s, opposite the now demolished swimming baths that used to be a prominent, iconic building in the area during this time of use. But we're going to be doing a walk to a local nature reserve, which borders on the outskirts of Hartcliffe in Knowle, a place called Crocs Bottom, and there's usually an abundance of wildlife down there, of ducks, moorhens, coots, the occasional robin. There's a river that runs through there called the Pigeon House, which connects up to the Maligo. As we walk down Creswick Road from Fieldwood Broadway, we come across Fieldwood Park Green, which used to be part of the old Whitchurch Airfield. The airfield was built in 1930 and closed in 1957. Several famous people used the airfield back in his day, like, such as the likes of Winston Churchill, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Amy Johnson, Edward G. Robinson, to name but a few. I'm not sure if this is going to be built on, Emma.
What,
the
houses?
The houses, yeah. Because they're on about that section up there being built.
Oh, wow.
It seems to be... I don't know, the council's way of, in South Bristol, of building on any patch of green space, they think housing, like, you know, they're at a premium, like, you know, because we'll need these in years to come, like, for our health and well-being of finding green spaces in your local area that you can go and visit.
I mean, it's just so mad to think, isn't it, that they probably see South Bristol is like a real estate opportunity because of how vast your green spaces are.
Yeah.
Which is just so depressing to think about how they didn't have the same, I guess, safeguarding.
But I mean, obviously I got a vested interest in one at Norwest Health Park, like, you know, which I think should be a green space left for the community.
Absolutely.
To exercise their right to open safe green space to relax and maybe walk their dog or enjoy the scenic views from the pet health park.
Absolutely, because you're saying that space nearby to it, that green bit, was going to now be extended to extra homes.
Yeah.
And it just makes you think of a health park in particular has the access to a green space that's so close to it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be protected? Like,
yeah.
Especially when you've got such good initiatives like the Wednesday or the weekly walk groups where you can actually get to meet other people who are local to them, who yeah. are also going on their own journeys of, like, even just like pausing and resting. Like, it's such a privilege to do that sometimes. And so if you can combine that with actually looking after your health in general,
yeah,
that's amazing.
We're now walking through the Inns Court Estate at Holt Gardens, where we follow the path and we go on to a tarmac path of a wooded section where I used to ride my bike back in the day. Used to ride a rally chopper bike and race through the lanes. Hear those birds? Yeah, there's the sign that says "Welcome to Crocs Bottom Nature Reserve." So we're now going to go in and see what delights nature has to offer us. You know, there's some seating down there, so you can come down there and spend a few hours just soaking up the peace and tranquility of the area, and you're away from the hustle and bustle of traffic, major roads, and I've just seen a bird. Do you see that bird?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a safe little haven for wildlife. Like I said, that there's a lake as well that stocks an abundance of fish, and you can follow the stream down to the Hartcliffe Way, which connects up to the Maligo. The one in Crocs Bottom is called the Pigeon House Stream, which then connects up to the Maligo, which in 1968 flooded. So I know that because I was 3 years of age, and the house that we were living in at Wimborne Road got flooded, and this is where we got moved up to Knoll. Hear those birds? Kids like today, like they don't seem to play like how we, you know, they're stuck in a digital world, like of gaming and, you know, actually doing a physical building dens and being creative outside, like, and then there's all this phobia about people, you know, kidnapping your kids, and it's media hype, like.
And I think part of it is when you don't know those spaces well enough, you don't have the confidence to move around in them with, like, complete safety, because it's new to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a real like impact as well of having a lot of our green spaces become industrialized or urbanized.
Yeah.
Because then there's less of them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes for the other, like for many kids actually, especially living in urban cities or like inner city kids, you literally might not even know where your green spaces are.
No.
And then you can't, you don't, and then if you don't have a garden, if you often probably live in like council flats or wherever.
Yeah.
You don't even have like an access to somewhere to actually explore.
No.
And so for you, like your world does get a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Unless you're taken to like a place nearby, or even sort of in like distances through like school or something, or different programs.
Yeah. I mean, I used to enjoy the school trips that we used to go out, like, you know, going to places like Chew Valley, and I mean, I go there now, like, you know, I'll take my mum out for a drive, and We'll end up at Chew Valley and have a coffee and maybe a box of chips if we've been good.
Yeah, a little treat.
A little treat.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's about making the idea of exploring nature seem exciting, and also it being an opportunity just to pause.
Yeah.
We very rarely are able to, and I think time's a big factor for people. Like, you can't always, you're not able to prioritise it when you have a busy lifestyle, which you all kind of end up doing because of the world we live in. And so it's really hard to prioritise that time to literally pause, and let alone the time to like take yourself to a green space if it's not on your doorstep.
No. I mean, there's the stream that runs down through the Crocs Bottom. We did see a little bit of wildlife.
Yeah.
We've listened to bird sound. I mean, there's a couple of moorhens or coots down there, look, as well. I haven't seen the ducks yet. Oh, there's the ducks. Yeah. So part of the walk is to soak up the ambience of the atmosphere, like seeing what's around you and taking your time, like, not to rush the walk. Like on a sunny day like this, you could sit down in on a bench and, you know, I mean, you could listen to the sound of the water, stop and reflect, like, and see what you can see around you, like, look at the trees, listen to the bird sound. You shouldn't be in a rush. You know, find that bit of quiet time, earmark it, say, that's my walking day, and I'm going to go out with some nice people, you know, friends, and, you know, and enjoy the day out, like, and talking and exploring and looking at nature and see what's on offer. But you don't notice the distance that you've covered, like, once you start walking and talking, and you never know what you're going to come across. Like on our journey today, we've come across squirrels, a water vole. We believe it was a water vole. We're not sure. Ducks, bird sounds, and even listening to the stream trickling by. Like, you know, it's all quality, relaxing things to enjoy. And it's free. Doesn't cost anything, only your time. We're now leaving Croxbottom. We've come out of the nature reserve. As you can hear the sound of the traffic going by, we're back onto the Artcliffe Way now, and we'll be heading up towards Novers Hill Lane, back up to the media centre. Okay, we've now completed the walk, and we're back at the media centre. The walk itself is a circular walk, so you can start where you end. You can do that in reverse of the route to follow. The day itself was a lovely sunny day, no rain clouds. We've seen different species of wildlife on the walk, and it was very nice.
This soundscape has been recorded as part of the Natures of Aston Tool project by Emma Blake Morsey. It was commissioned by Norwest Media Centre for the Come Together Project 2021 and has been recorded and edited by Keziah Wenham-Kenyon.